This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Benjamin Perper with KCBX News. Following a landmark decision by the California Coastal Commission to phase out off-highway vehicular use at Oceano Dunes, nonprofit Friends of the Oceano Dunes has filed three lawsuits against the commission. KCBX's Sophie Lincoln has more.
If successful, the lawsuit would reverse the Coastal Commission's decision and provide damages to the affected organizations, including Friends of Oceano Dunes. The first lawsuit alleges that the commission violated the California Environmental Quality Act, or CEQA, by failing to study the environmental impacts of the decision. President and founder of Friends of Oceano Dunes, Jim Sudi, says that the Coastal Commission did not follow the due process of CEQA review in its performance of the permit review on March 18th.
I think if the Coastal Commission did everything properly, they would have been able to complete the review and then have a more informed discussion with the commissioners at that hearing.
According to the Coastal Commission's Central Coast District Supervisor, Kevin Kahn, the commission did actually release a staff report, including environmental analysis, to the public 30 days prior to the hearing. This is well ahead of the CEQA requirement, which is 10 days prior to a hearing. The second lawsuit, made by Friends of Oceano Dunes, alleges that the Coastal Commission exceeded its authority under the California Coastal Act and the statutes and policies that govern state parks. Sudi says the Coastal Act does not allow the Coastal Commission to override the authority of another state agency, which Sudi says is what the commission is trying to do. Under Section 30106 of the Coastal Act, development is broadly defined to include various physical developments, including any change in the intensity of use of land. According to Kahn, all changes in development require a coastal development permit, which is then reviewed based on coastal resource management policies listed in the Coastal Act.
The overall tenor or gist of them is to protect and enhance coastal resources. In addition to private parties, it also applies to other state agencies, so state parks.
The third lawsuit alleges that under state law, no agency, including the Coastal Commission, can prohibit off-roading vehicles at the dunes due to an implied dedication for vehicular use that existed before the property was owned by the public. Sudi says that more lawsuits will soon be filed against the Coastal Commission's decision. Other concerns of Sudi's that may show up in these lawsuits include accessibility for disabled individuals and the economic impact of the decision. Sudi says that phasing out vehicular use on the dunes will prevent disabled people from accessing the beach.
This is the only park, the only beach in all of California that you could drive out and enjoy not only the water, the surf, but go through the dunes when you're disabled or handicapped. If you've ever tried to push a person with disabilities in one of those chairs through the sand, it is not easy.
Kahn says that the commission has heard the concerns for disabled individuals, which played a role in their recommendation to continue to allow for vehicular access and car camping on the less sensitive portion of the beach on West Grand and Pier Avenues.
There's almost a mile and a half stretch of beach that will remain open and available for vehicle access and camping. And so people who, access the beach because of disability issues via their car will continue to be able to do that.
In terms of the economic impact, Sudi says that based on a similar decision to prohibit vehicular access at Guadalupe Dunes, he thinks it is unlikely that the beach will maintain the same level of economic activity after vehicular access has been restricted.
Let's analyze the town of Guadalupe to the south of the park. They were told in 1982, when the dunes would be closed off, that they would get all this ecotourism. It hasn't happened. It failed.
Kahn, on the other hand, argues that the economic impact may not be so negative, especially considering potential other users that might be more likely to visit the beach once vehicular access is restricted. For KCBX News, I'm Sophie Lincoln.